Yeah, they got the Legends game with lots of the former players coming back to play. We've auctioned off the fans' positions, which has raised almost £3,000, with all the money going to the youth development programme.
It's a good effort, really, to raise that sort of money in the current economic climate.
Exactly, yeah. It's great from the fans, and they've all paid already, so it's really good. They've all come in. I think they're more excited. Got to thank ID Sports, who are supplying the kit for them with their names and numbers on the back, and just trying to make it a really good occasion. We've also sold 40 tickets for the VIP area for them to come up and have some buffet lunch, I think it is, with the Legends, and it's going to be a really good day.
Yeah, great chance for fans, you know, stand on the terraces every week to actually play on Edgar Street.
Exactly. I've looked on Bulls Banter, and there's been a bit of banter on there about who's playing and whose legs have gone and who's never had legs, so it should be good. Yeah, should be really good.
Now, the Legends, and these of course former Hereford United stars, give us a few examples of who's coming back.
Well, the ones we saw on Tuesday night, Matt Clark and Rob Alms was a little bit worried whether he'd fit into a large or an extra large shirt, but I'm sure he's going to be a fan's favourite. I had Peter Heritage call me yesterday, who sounded like a kid on Christmas Eve. He's coming down and staying in a hotel and hopefully coming into the open day. We've got Steve Guinan coming back. We've got Gareth Davis, Tony James and Ian Wright as a pick of a centre-backs there, which is going to be good. Alex Janine's come in. Yeah, lots of players, and it's been great because you called them and I didn't have to persuade them. They were packing their bags. I think Andy Farrell would have walked over hot coals to come back and play here. So it was a pleasure to actually organise it.
You've got quite a sort of eclectic mix of former players there. Some have been retired, with all due respect to Peter Heritage, for some time, shall we say. And Steve Guinan, for example, still playing.
Still playing, yeah. I think I did see him on Twitter yesterday say it's his final pre-season, unless he gets persuaded to do another year. But I'm sure some of them will be pretty fit. Just hope the fans will be the same.
Now, this is part of the Open Day, we should explain. The Open Day itself starts, I think, about 11 o'clock in the morning, so there's plenty going on in the run-up to the Legends game.
Yeah, we've got the annual Open Day with our speed cage there. It's lots of different stalls, cake stalls, lots of different ways for the club to raise money, which is needed at the time, and for the fans to come in. I think the new away kit is being launched or will be around or on sale. The shop will be there, and hopefully some of these Legends will be in to have a walk around. I think the Open Day finishes at 1, and then anyone who's bought a ticket for the Legends game obviously can stay in Addison's or come back for the 3 o'clock kickoff with the Legends.
How big is the squad for the Legends? Have you got enough? I guess the legs do go.
Yeah, we've got 16. Because what we've done is auctioned off certain places on the Legends teams for fans to pay, and they can play on with the Legends and be in the change room with the Legends. The minimum bids for those were £170, so they went really well. So it could be roll-on, roll-off subs, I think, going on.
All in all, they're hoping for a decent weekend. Weather-wise, it should be better than we've had in the last 6 months, so hopefully it's going to come. People come ahead.
Yeah, as long as it's sunny and they don't all go golfing, we should be fine.